Connectopod. Connectopod.
I'm Vicky Bloomington, the Prankster Chef, bringing you April Fool's recipes to celebrate June.
Connectopod.
My name is Reeve Bennett, and I am a member of the International Rodent Vampire Russian Hacker Spokesrat sponsor and proud owner of a theme park of tires.
I'm Grigani Lopez. I have a scary story to creep you out, so listen at your own risk.
Connectopod.
I'm Daniela Catanan from Backstory Exposé, bringing you all the juicy details you need to hear. I'm Angie Benitez, some call me Anime Benitez, and in today's episode, our Eternal Traveler will describe anecdotes throughout the ages.
Okay, Connectopod!
You've heard of the Master Chef. Well, I'm Vicky Benitez, the Prankster Chef. Today I have for you three easy recipes for April Fool's Day, or any day, really. Number one, Minty Mischief, straight from the cafeteria. First, open up a pack of Oreos. In a pinch, Hydrox will do. Twist one open and scrape out the cream. If you don't like your victim, customer, just go ahead and lick it off. Now comes the mischief. Replace cream with white toothpaste. Serve to customer and wait for your joyful reaction. Number two, remember Bubble Yum? Well, this recipe is called Bubble Yuck. Open your favorite stick of gum, pop it into your mouth, and save the wrapper. Next, roll out some Play-Doh. I use Play-Doh brand. It's the only brand for me. Cut the gum to size and gently place an empty wrapper. Place a sleeper stick of gum back in the pack. You don't always have to witness your customer satisfaction. You know how great it will be. And lastly, the company buster. Unexpected company? This is a surprise dessert in a pinch. Take a custard donut and suck the custard with a straw. Use a pastry bag. Refill donut with mustard. This custard to mustard switch roux is sure to surprise your guests. And that's it. This has been Vicky Benitez, your Prankster Chef. Stay hungry, my friends.
Steal a pillow. Soft pillows are for soft people. Steel pillows are for steel men.
Only $9.99 plus tax, shipping and handling, $3,000. Not good for pillow fights or sleeping.
Steal a pillow.
I'm Grigani Lopez, and I have a scary story for you. One dark and scary night, a girl sat awake in her bed. She was reading a book. Then the doorbell rang. The little girl walked slowly to the door. Normally, she liked to open the door. But her mother always said not to open the door because you might not know who it is. But it was Sunday, and every Sunday, she gets a box. But today, the mailman sounded different. The little girl was like, did they hire a new mailman? Then the mailman says,
there is a pillow in the box. A note. You may open it tonight or tomorrow.
And the girl says, yay, my steel pillow is here. So she opened the door. And there, disguised as the delivery man, was, we don't know yet. The delivery man said,
this is for you.
He handed the girl a mysterious box. The girl opened the box. And then out popped a vampire. Ah! But the vampire was the delivery man. What the? How is that possible? The little girl ran to her room. Locked the door and hid under the covers. And she remembered there is no mail on Sunday. Phew, it was all a dream. So she took the covers off her head and walked to the door. She opened the door and there was, dun dun dun, a box.
Russian farmers, we know a few things because we've hacked a few things.
I am Daniela Catalan, and today we're investigating the story of Ralphie the Rodent. You may know him from his failed theme park or his later days as a spokesman for dubious Russian products. But how did Ralphie become such a sad retired rodent with no money? We'll be back in a moment to find out.
McDonald's makes you cool. It's better than borscht. McDonald's, let's go places.
Tonight on Backstory Exposé, our story begins with a happy little rodent. Ralphie was always a happy little rodent that had high dreams.
Macho, macho
he wanted
man.
To open an amusement park so he could go on the rides as often as he wanted.
I'm gonna open a theme park!
He wanted to open a Disney type thing. So when he was a teen, he found a lady who was in her mid-30s. He made a deal with her and gave her $10 to open an amusement park.
Hey, Lainey, can you build me a theme park? I'll give you $10!
They decided to meet up, but she never showed. With his dream in tatters, something strange started to happen to Ralphie. A secret life began to emerge, so he decided to make the best of it. Then he tried to get enough money to open a theme park, so he got a job that was not specified, but it was a night job.
Hello, do you want your mail?
After a few years, he got bored and moved on to something else. A few years passed by and he got a job in commercials.
Steal a pillow!
The company paid him well and he decided to continue his dream about opening an amusement park. So to fulfill it this time, he bought tons of tires and made them into structures that looked a lot like Disney rides. He made this huge grand opening celebration and people went to his park. But when they went in, they saw how bad it was and demanded a refund. So he was sad and decided to work for a few more years. Then he retired and decided to live in his amusement park, sleeping on a steel pillow insured by Farmers Insurance. Tune in next week when Backstory Exposé will uncover Walter Disney's secret past.
I sit on a bench every day at the same time, at the same place, deep in thought, like a dream reminiscing about the past. Not my past, but the world's past. I have seen great tragedies, experienced beautiful moments, and met a variety of people and places. Some were majestic palaces, and some were only towers of tires. I remember once when I made a deal with a mouse. Was it a rat? Some sort of rodent anyway. So I had to build a theme park for his amusement with $10. I got mad. How was I supposed to do that? Besides, I had better things to do than build a theme park with $10. I could buy a cute set of anime figurines. Haha. I decided not to show up at the meeting place. I heard that he built it anyway, and a great tragedy occurred. Great billows of acrid smoke were reported, and the screams of helpless victims were heard all the way to Tokyo. The park closed soon after, driving the rat to a deep disappointment. I lost contact with the mouse, or rat, but I did hear that the mouse followed a dark path and became a vampire. But what did I care? They were just rumors and stories spoken throughout the ages, and I have seen the real things. But there could be a slim chance. I once heard of a vampire dressed as a mailman with a Russian accent, so perhaps anything is possible. Now thoughtfully, as if in a dream, I must find a restroom.
Let me in now, Uz.
I should have had the borscht.
This has been ConnectiPod's very first variety show.
Thank you for listening.
And remember,
if you see a disguised rat,
do not talk to him.